I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
12 people dead. Horrific Palisades fire, Lee.
Yep.
Gavin Newsom and the left chastising us at the time. If only we would turn billions and billions of dollars over to the federal government. By God, they could control the weather even. And we would not have to have climate change. We would not have to have fires. Right?
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah. Turns out it was an old-fashioned arsonist.
You can't rebuild the same. So we have to rebuild with science. We have to build with climate reality in mind. And this is the reality, the new reality of extremes, extreme heat, extreme drought. You have droughts and rain bombs. You have flooding at the same time you're dealing with droughts, all happening concurrently. There's a new reality, the world we're living in. And if you're not believing science, you have to believe your own eyes, your own lived experience. We have to wake up to this reality. We cannot be in denial about what's going on with Mother Nature.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting. Jonathan Rinderknecht is obviously a nut, right? I mean, he's obviously crazy. But he donated to Joe Biden. Florida voter registration indicates left-wing views, and he has posted screeds against climate change, Republicans for somehow allegedly causing climate change. I've got to wonder about something. I mean, I can't prove it. There's no source on it. But this keeps happening. We keep finding either climate activists, this happened in Europe, or people with anti-climate change views. They think man-made, climate change is happening because of man-made gases, have set some of these fires in the past. That is part of the history, and UK Daily Mail has done a very good job of covering that. And I can't help but wonder, given his Facebook posts, and he's very passionate about environmental topics, everything from the Clean Air Act to veganism and, again, to climate change, if that didn't have something to do with why he, you know, might have set this fire. I can't prove it. I just think it's interesting.
Just weird.
Yeah. I mean, if you read a lot about these fires, if you cared about climate change, you would find a surprising number of people have been caught charged with setting them after officials have told us climate change did it. And in some cases in Europe, they've been climate activists. And in other cases, not necessarily identifiably climate activists, but we were told it was climate change, but it was actually human. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll probably never be able to prove it. But
well, it's just sad that the reality of the situation that Gavin Newsom is not responding to is that government policy in California, environmental policy is largely to blame for setting the conditions where a fire like that could spread and become something that is devastating and cost a dozen lives and billions of dollars worth of damage.
Yeah. And this is entirely the fault of the Democrats because they run California. Yeah. And Gavin Newsom,
right.
As you said, they don't do the control burns. You know, my daughter and I hike a lot, and we see control burns almost every time, or the evidence that there has been one.
Yeah, they do that around here.
Yeah. I mean, they do it in North Carolina. They do it in South Carolina. You will see it, and that's to get rid of the undergrowth so you don't get a raging out of control fire. It's just good, basic fire management. We've had these skills for over 100 years, and the left just doesn't want to use it. In fact, they've gone so far in California to banning people to do it on their own property, yeah. And now it gets to the point where the insurance just walks away and says, well, I mean, if yeah. you want to burn your state to the ground, we can't cover you. It's just more, I mean, it's just more craziness from the left. So, just really, you know, a mess.
Well, it's just going to be interesting to see what punishment this person gets.
I know. Seeing that it is California.
Yeah.
So, but 12 people are dead, and this case is going to get, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of national
and
attention.
Billions
so.
Of dollars of damage, thousands of homes and businesses and buildings destroyed.
Yeah. So, and he's obviously, I mean, on top of that, a total nut. So, I mean, you know, they caught him, you know, in part because of his AI searches, which is interesting too. So.
Yeah, that's one of the things I saw is that this was the intelligence on this was, you know, reportedly done through artificial intelligence and you know, his looking at this. I do think it's interesting. We've heard for months rumors that it was some Uber driver that started this.
Yeah.
I mean, his arrest didn't surprise me because this is, like I said, this was something that we've been hearing rumors of for quite some time, that investigators knew that there was one individual that likely started this was an Uber driver. And that's exactly what happened.
Interesting. Interesting, too, that it's the feds that got him.
Well.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be protesting that in California.
Who knows? Speaking of protesters.
Federal overreach.
Yeah. I love that the Trump administration's announced that they're going to declare Antifa an international terrorist group. That gives them a lot more room mm-hmm. to maneuver. They can do a lot more if the group is an international terrorist group. And they are. They're in Europe. They're all over the world. Have been for decades.
And the question will be, when will the lawsuit start from the liberal progressive groups?
Yeah, and you know, here's the thing. The left is really funny. If they keep telling us on all these cable networks, there is no Antifa, okay?
Right.
It's just there's no headquarters, yeah. there's no national charter, state charter, there's no designated leadership. So you shouldn't target them. Well, what do you care if we target them if there's no Antifa?
If it doesn't exist, why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care? Yeah, you know why they care? Because we're going to go three jumps, four jumps from Antifa, and we're going to find all the funding go straight back to the Democrat Party.
It's like atheists having a problem people believing in God. It's like, well, if you don't believe in God, then why does it matter then?
Exactly. Yeah, no. So, I mean, but the left is very, you know, insistent there is no Antifa, and so therefore we should not go after Antifa. So, you know, I would think they'd be thrilled for Trump to waste his time going after Antifa if there's no Antifa,
yeah.
right? Did he just spin his wheels?
Mm-hmm.
Waste some time.
Yeah.
Andy Ngo, who is a liberal reporter, he sure thinks there's an Antifa, mm-hmm. and he's got a brain scan to prove it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
He nearly died covering Antifa. And he says, look, he started taking notice of them and kind of became a reporter. Sorry about that. Became a reporter after noticing that the liberal media's characterization of Antifa and the actual Antifa he was seeing operate in the streets, two totally different things.
After surviving that, the reporting that I saw in liberal media it seemed to suggest that I had deserved it.
Oh, that was the wrong one. I'm sorry. He said that they were very violent, very destructive. He would notice this, but then the media would characterize their protest as peaceful. And he said that's when he got interested in just following them around at their own protests. He'd just go online, find out where they were going to be and show up there with a camera. They did not appreciate that. And he was very nearly beaten to death.
In 2019, it led to me nearly losing my life. I was covering another Antifa protest turned riot. At that point, had been routine in Portland, and then I was ambushed in a mall beating, and I had never been in a fight. I didn't even realize that I was being assaulted until seconds in, and the punches came from everywhere, on my head and my face, and I was bleeding out of my eyes and ears, and then they threw all the drinks in my eyes to humiliate me further and to laugh at me. And I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance and CT scan, and I had subarachnoid hemorrhage, which is bleeding in the brain, and nearly died. Me off.
Yeah, he nearly died. And he said the mainstream media just simply could not be convinced of that.
After surviving that, the reporting that I saw in liberal media it seemed to suggest that I had deserved it because they branded me far right. And some even went so far as to suggest that I maybe faked my injuries. A BuzzFeed reporter asked for my medical records, which I did provide, but this felt so, it's like because I didn't die in that attack, there was another round of people who wanted to finish.
He said, sorry, I clipped that, finish me off. So he has had what he calls concrete milkshakes thrown at his head. As well, they'll like mix up concrete, put it in like a cup of container and use it as a projectile. He's gotten concussions from them. I've always been afraid they'll eventually kill him. But this is who Antifa is. And he says their protests are very organized. The Democrat Party says they are not real. Julio Rosas is another reporter that Trump had at his summit yesterday. He says they're quite real, no matter what the Democrats say, because he covers them all the time.
Yeah. It's real. It's a threat. I just saw him last weekend over in Portland while they're causing mayhem over there. And the reason why they're such a big problem is because we have Democrats and a lot of people in the mainstream media refusing to acknowledge that they even exist, right? So how can we as a country begin to address it if we have large swaths of, you know, these people who are supposedly decision makers and, you know, people who are supposed to inform, they don't want to say that it exists. You know, because the common argument is like, well, they're not a real organization because there's no national leadership. They don't have a national headquarters. So how can law enforcement go after a group that doesn't exist like that? Well, law enforcement goes after criminal groups that organize to rob banks or do smash and grabs. They don't have a registered LLC. They don't have official membership cards. They don't have, you know, a business address, but law enforcement still goes after them because they're working as a group. These people don't just show up, you know, randomly at the same time to do the same thing, dressed in a very similar fashion, espousing the same ideology. And they say, well, it's an ideology. It's like, well, yes, it's an ideology because there's people alive, present, that believe in it, and they're acting on it.
Can't wait for this, Lee. It's going to shift from there's no Antifa, that's not real, it's just your imagination, to when we find the connections to fund them from the Democrat Party, because we're gonna, they're out there, to blacking that out. That's the next step. We'll report it. They won't. Then when it becomes so overwhelming, it's trending all over the place, the media will lie about it. Just sit back and watch. It's how it always goes.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.